you will, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Nehemiah. We're going to be looking at Nehemiah this month and picking out some points that I believe will help us. We think about Nehemiah, of course, it is a post-captivity book. It's a book of great jewels and gems that will help us as we develop even in our own Christian life. When we consider Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer. He had a very important job. He was the cupbearer of a Persian king by the name of Artaxerxes. We see that in chapter 2 in verse number 1. There was a problem with the people of God, and the problem was is that the gates were burned and the walls were torn down, and the enemies of God's people were able to come in and out at will. And we see that Hananiah, according to chapter 1 in verse number 2, one of the brethren, well, he came to Nehemiah. Nehemiah inquired about the people of God. He wanted to know how the people were faring after they survived the captivity. Well, Hananiah told him what took place, and we see some things about Nehemiah that's worthy of our attention. In verse number 4, we see something about Nehemiah. Notice what the Bible there says. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down, I wept, I mourned for many days, fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Notice his response to the news about Jerusalem. I think about the response that we ought to have when brethren are going through hardship, when the walls have been torn down, the gates have been burned. You know, sometimes the walls are torn down of morality in our homes, especially in the walls of America. We think of the things that's going on. You think about the things that come in on our television and in our earphones. We have to be very careful not to let down those walls or allow the gates to be open, because if not, it can destroy us. Well, I think about the response that Nehemiah had when he heard these things. He sat down and he wept. He cried about this. This is a grown man. This is a man of God. And he responds by weeping and mourning. And not for a few minutes or a few hours, but the Bible says many days. But then he took it even further. He went spiritual, of course. He fasted, meaning that he abstained from food. And he did that he could make focus upon God. And he prayed to God. And friends, we think about when people are going through hardship, our own brethren, when they are going through struggles in their life, it ought to bring us to tears. It ought to cause us to think and to pray for our brethren, even fast. And you think about some things that some of our own brethren are going through here. We ought to pray for them. It ought to help us to be more in tune with God. We ought to respond appropriately. But then we notice the prayer of Nehemiah in verse number 5, really through the end of the chapter. And one thing I love about Nehemiah's prayer, he knew what to pray for. He went to God. He was very specific in his prayer. He was the king's cupbearer. Chapter 2, we notice some things about this great man of God. And friends, when we consider some of the things that we do on our job, people ought to be able to see our demeanor. This man here, being the cupbearer of Artaxerxes, never been sad in his presence before, according to verse number 1. Notice what the king says. Therefore, the king said to me, in verse number 2, why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. You know what that also says? That Nehemiah wasn't a cupbearer that walked around with his head down all the time. He didn't have a bad attitude. Apparently, he had a good attitude about him. He was God's man, and God's people ought to have good attitudes. And even though we have struggles and trials and troubles that come our way, we ought to press through there with the best attitude possible. Here, this particular man had a great attitude, and even the closest one, really, in his life, Artaxerxes, knew this man. He said, I became dreadfully afraid and said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tomb, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire? Then the king said to me, what do you request? Let's make this final point. I love this about Artaxerxes, but I love this about Nehemiah, because His lifestyle depicted. His lifestyle was in a way that Artaxerxes was going to say, hey, I'm willing to do anything for you. I just need you to have the right attitude. I need your continence to be where it needs to be. And I want to make sure that you are all right. Can you imagine that people see our lives and for the most part, we're pretty joyful, pretty cheerful. Reason why is because we're casting all our cares upon God because he cares for us. We know greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that this man was a man of prayer. Friends, we need to pray more. When we're tempted, we need to pray more. When we're going through struggles, we need to pray more. When we're talking to people about the gospel, we need to pray more. Our families need to pray more. This man prayed to the God of heaven, and he was very specific in his prayer. And Artaxerxes, and I love this about Artaxerxes, not only was he behind the plan, but he funded the plan. You know, you'll be amazed what those who are outside of Christ will do for you because of your attitude. You'll be amazed for those who are, because you have favor with the Lord, for those who are outside of Christ will be willing to do for you. If you're not a child of God, we're going to talk more about Nehemiah on next week. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider it. We want you to consider having the attitude of Nehemiah. That attitude is an attitude of joy, an attitude of being connected to his people. But we want you to be connected to Christ. And the only way you can be connected to Christ is to have your sins washed away. To believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Or maybe a child of God and you haven't had the best attitude. Maybe those who are outside of Christ even see that you don't have the attitude that you need to have. Let's work on that. Let's be the light. Let's be the salt. Let's be that city that's set up on a hill that cannot be hid. And God will bless us. I guarantee you. And the reason why is because blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You just never know what God is going to do for you if you have the right attitude as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.